916-909-1320. Let's get to our man TC. TC, what's going on, baby?
Yes, sir. What's up with my two brothers?
We good, man. What's up with you, TC?
Oh, man, just tapping in with the homies, man, getting ready for this rap party, man, and pushing up on the homies.
Yes, oh, sir. I love it. Sir. I love it.
Yes, sir. TC in the building.
Yeah, you already know what time it is. Hey, so look, D-Lo, so I think KC, right? I think when people trying to say a dog, because, you know, I'll be calling on that same hype, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't think nothing wrong with it, but I think what it is a dog, what they talking about is a guy that can speak up and keep the team in line. I know people don't like the Draymond and the Patrick Beverly way about going about it, but that's the guy you looking at. Come somebody like a Bobby Portis, right? Somebody like a dog that's going to say, because we got a bunch of nice, I know Trey, Malik, those are dogs, right? But you need a guy that's vocal, though, that come in and like, hey, bro, we not accepting this. This is how, but also like playing time, not TT, right, Tristan Thompson, but we're talking about a guy that got a voice and that's playing, though. Every team needs that type of guy. You got a bunch of laid-back guys. That, like our leaders of the team are a bunch of cool laid-back guys. Fox we talking about, Domas we talking about. You can even throw Keegan there if you want to. Malika, speak up, but you need to have an edge. That's what I think that's what King fans are looking for, like somebody with an edge, like, no, bro, listen. We're not having none of that. Team, we're not balling. Y'all need to get y'all together. Otherwise, it's going to be issues. Not talking about trying to choke somebody out, right? But we're talking about a guy that's like, bro, we're not having that. Fox, you too laid back, bro. I know you the dude, but you too laid back, homie. I need you to.
TC, let me ask you something. Who do you think that guy was on the show?
Oh, man.
TC, you there?
Yeah.
TC, you safe?
No, that was my air ride seat to my truck. I'm just parked. I'm on one.
Man, I know you got it. All right, I see.
TC, who do you think that guy was on the Celtics?
That guy on the Celtics?
Yeah, you heard me the first time.
No, so check it out. The point guard. Listen to me. I truly believe there's two guys on that team, Holiday and Brown. Whether they stayed in the media, but I think behind closed doors, bro, them dudes is beasting. I believe Holiday's one of them guys. He just probably ain't so outlandish like a Draymond or a Patrick Beverly. But the Kings need that guy. Who's that guy on our team, bro? That's right now that's talking.
I think Monk is that guy. I think Fox
Domas
is that guy.
Is that
I think Domas is definitely that guy. I think a guy like Trey Lyles is like that as well.
What is a dog like? What like people for the people that say they want a dog here? Like, what are they? What is their impact going to be? Just to motivate? Like, I don't think the Kings need that. I don't think they need to be motivated. They need to hit their free throws. They need to play defense. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think a dog like. I don't think that's what this team needs.
Dogs are great company when you get home from hosting two radio shows. Other than that, man, I don't know what to tell you guys.
And on top of that, like, you got the De'Aaron Fox is at the point of his career where it's De'Aaron. Like, he's the guy. You're going to sink or swim with him. You're not going to motivate him or get him in line to play defense or whatever the case may be. Same with Sabonis. Same with Malik Monk. All this other stuff. Like, those guys are...
Well, you brought it up, too. Like, the Celtics don't have that guy. Like, where he's going to get in your face and yell. Like, they have leaders and stuff, but mm-hmm. I don't think you need someone to, like, light up whoever.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you.
Who's the dog here? You?
You.
No, I don't think so. It's you. Yeah, it's you.
Three people say you.
Yeah. I barely even talk, bro.
Who is Jesse's the Drew Holiday? Don't really say too much.
Yeah, you're Jalen.
I'm Jalen.
Yeah, you're chilling. I guess I'm Marcus Smart over here. I'm about to be traded in no time.
I'm gonna learn what kind of leader Kenny really is.
About to Marcus be traded Smart. In no time.
Don't do that. I don't like.
Well, no, I like Marcus Smart.
I like Marcus Smart too. And you no, don't do that. Saying no. You're gonna be traded. We ain't doing that. I don't like what Ryan Clark is wearing today, though.
So Ryan Clark was the host of Get Up. So Ryan.
He was the greenie?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was awful because instead of being Ryan Clark, mm-hmm. host of The Pivot, mm-hmm. hosting Get Up, he was Ryan Clark trying to be greenie hosting Get Up. It was terrible.
Did he do the intro?
Yes. Good morning. My hope was, because it was really like cringy, and I kind of turned it off.
Mm.
But I'm hoping, because you got to be careful when you do this, right? My hope was they got to the commercial break and someone just got it in his ear and was like,
"Oh, do you?
Hey, Ryan, relax.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to be greeny. You need to be Ryan Clark." But like, it was rough.
Mm.
It was like, all right, that's his first outing. If he's doing it again tomorrow, he'll be better tomorrow. He'll be better the next day. But it was kind of, it was almost like when you're doing an impression of somebody.
Yeah.
It was like he was doing an impression of Greeny, but like he never got out of it. He just stayed in it. It was like, oh no, this is how he feels like he has to host the show. Mm. All right. Mm. And he is wearing an all pink.
That's wild. Like I'm not a big fan of
hey,
that today.
I mean,
it's not the color. I just don't like the outfit.
I audibly chuckled when TC was talking, but not because of anything TC said.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see Schefter's tweet?
No.
So Schefter's on NFL Live right now,
mm-hmm.
and I guess he reported this. This is Schefter's tweet. I'm reading this to you verbatim. 49ers disgruntled wide receiver Brandon Ayuk is meeting today with the 49ers, as ESPN's Ryan Clark reported on NFL Live. I'm sorry. Who the hell fed him the term disgruntled? 49ers disgruntled wide receiver Brandon Ayuk?
Do you think he went rogue on that? I don't think
49ers fed him.
That's
that
what
line.
I'm saying. And obviously I don't think,
which means Brandon, it's a trash ass move by Adam Schefter.
I think that's a Adam Schefter
special.
Like that's him.
That's trash.
Mm.
He labeled that man disgruntled. Bro ain't never said a bad word about that goofball in New York that hates his guts, but he's going to label Brandon Ayuk disgruntled. That's whack.
Just say he's.
And you're right. He absolutely went rogue on that.
Yeah.
Because the 49ers are like, y'all are bugging. We're re-signing him.
The 49ers aren't tripping at all.
Like, y'all have not paid attention to anyone that we've signed from Nick Bosa. The only guy who got a deal quick was Christian McCaffrey because it was easy.
Yeah. The 49ers are like, we're not tripping. He's not being traded. He'll be here at some point. We'll get it done.
Real quick,
you talked about Ryan Clark hosting all this other stuff. This doesn't have to be a long conversation. But Stephen A. Smith, did you see him address his $25 million request?
I didn't, but I did read an interesting article about it.
And so I want to hear what you got to say about it. Maybe this is a little longer conversation. But I thought about the discussion that we had. I think ESPN won't go broke if they don't have Stephen A. Smith. I think it would be a little, first take a little bit of hit if Stephen A. wasn't there.
Yeah, like the numbers matter, and that's the article I was reading, you know, about it. But it's like how many people are advertising on First Take because it's First Take and it's on ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
How many people are advertising because it's First Take on ESPN and Stephen A. is there? And then the question that probably matters the most is how many people are watching if Stephen A. isn't there?
Yeah.
And do those advertisers stick around if that number comes down? I still like knowing a very like microscopic amount about like ads on that network and I still can't figure out how they'd get $25 million back.
That's a lot. And the thing I kept going to when we talked about it is $25 million a year. That's a lot of money to ask for until you realize they were willing to give you 18. They were like, we'll give you 18. It's a lot of money. And if they're willing to, you would know. If they're willing to give you 18, that means they think it's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Right, like to get 18. So
mm-hmm.
why not ask for 20? Why not ask for 25?
I don't have a problem with them asking for 25.
They think it's worth it. They think you're worth it to give you $18 million. That's a lot of money.
$25 million is a stunning amount
Did they say how long the contract might be?
No. Yes. they said how long they gave the total offer. So what was it? $18 million. Mm. So we got to do the math. It was like $90 million or something like that. Mm. So it was like five years.
Okay. That sounds about
5 years. Right. Yeah, that's right. It's the 18. That's 5 years.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he's asking for, you know, 125 over five or what that is, but yeah, it was a 5-year contract that totaled $90 million.
That's a lot.
We'll come back. Steelin' with Casey, lots more to talk about as it pertains to Sacramento Kings, as it pertains to the NBA as well. I even mentioned Mike, I haven't even touched on this yet. Mike Brown hired an addition to his coaching staff, and the Cavs hired their coach.
Finally.
We'll talk about that. And we'll talk about De'Aaron Fox and this extension when D'Lo and Casey return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the remarkable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, so I got a little situation going on, and it made me think about, like, I don't know, maybe the future. Maybe. Who knows? Who knows, right?
You already moving on from the show?
No, wow. No.
Wow.
Not moving on at all.
He's been contacted in case Stephen A. doesn't, you know, in case Stephen A. walks away from the 25, Kenny's getting the 18.
Can you just give us a heads up at least if it's like a month ahead?
Kenny's getting the 18.
Well, we all going. If that's the case, we all going. That's what it would be. But over the weekend, I was in Rohnert Park for an all-star baseball tournament that my son is playing in.
Ramsey probably driving by it right now.
As we speak. But the tournament is still going on. Like, it's going on until Friday. And I had to
that
come back.
It's crazy.
It's wild, right? I had to come back, go to work, you know, do the show and things of that nature. And I love watching the games. Like, I love the tournament games and the tournaments, baseball, basketball, all that. I love that stuff. My wallet may not like it as much, but I love that stuff. Sure. So I had to leave. But they got, you know, this pretty cool app for baseball called Game Changer, where basically you watch the game, you broadcast. Mm-hmm. They broadcast.
Yeah, I'm very familiar with it.
You know, so you get to watch on Game Changer. Mm-hmm. He plays at 1:30. I'm going to be watching the game.
Okay.
And I thought about, I'm going to be professional.
It's me and you, Jesse.
I'm going to be.
It's me and you, Jesse.
Button up. I'm going to be professional. But I thought about, like you know, Reese is all right. He's a good ball player. Who knows what he might not play past this year. Who knows? But what if Reese was in the, I'd say the College World Series, but I feel like I'd be there.
Mm-hmm.
What if he just like made it to the major leagues and played a random Wednesday game at 12, and I had the game all
it
right
probably
here?
It probably depends on the position he'd play. Because if he was like a starting left-handed pitcher, we're all retiring.
Oh, yeah, we eating. We're
see, like if he's a. If he's like working, if he's just a solid hitter, like a left fielder, yeah. It's like, all right, well, maybe Kenny can retire if he wants to. But if he's like he's a left-handed pitcher, we're all out the game. Like, Reese is taking care of all of us. We're Team Dime moving forward.
Team Dime.
We're training him. Like, I'm his dietitian. Like, no, it all depends.
We're trying to get Ryan's friends into the club. And security's like, nope, no, hell no.
Kim Yada said no. Get your ass is out of here.
But yeah, I think about like doing the show 10 years from now. Reese is playing left field for
I'm so happy you can see us doing this show in 10 years.
Reese is playing left field for the White Sox, and I got the game on, and I'm just that's just,
well, that's, to be, that's fair, surreal. That's not that different than what you do now. You probably have the White Sox game on right now for no reason.
Well, if Reese wasn't playing, White Sox would be on right now.
See?
Do you have like Long Beach State versus Cal Fullerton on half the time?
No, that would be on there because college, they'd be playing day games and stuff like that. He said he wants to go back to Southern California, so he might go to Long Beach State. And
when did y'all, how old was he when y'all came up here?
Four.
Because he reps LA frustratingly tough.
Was he 7 or 4? I can't remember. I
think if Reese were to call into this show, he'd be Reese in LA.
He's like, it's my hometown. It's like, all right, sir. And then mom co-signed it. It is his hometown.
He was crip walking last Wednesday.
Oh, he was.
I feel like he's not like us.
No, look. So the crazy thing about that, real quick, Jesse. Is, so we watching the concert, and like we don't let him listen to anything. But we also like when we were 11, we were listening to The Chronic or something like that. It happens, right? So we're watching the concert, and this was the first set. About 3 songs. Oh, Reese. Like, bro, how do you know this song? Everybody know this song.
How you know Tommy the Clown?
No, he's like, oh yeah, Jeeperico. Yeah, no. What? Bro, what? Rap knowing the words. It's one thing like, oh, I've heard this song before. He knows all the words. He's like, well, I gotta stay in touch with my hometown. All right, bro.
Wow. All right, man. Wow, we've lost Reese.
Reese is more LA than you.
That's tough. He and that's saying LA something.
Hey, man, his mom more LA than me. I gotta make sure Ryan stays locked in on Sacramento.
I put that, yeah, please don't let us lose Ryan. I put Kendrick set on Sunday, yesterday. And I had probably the best workout I've had in like 6 months. I put that joint on, turned it up, and I worked out for a solid 90 minutes. I worked out till the fourth version of Not Like Us when everybody came on stage. And by that point, I was kind of over it. I was like, all right, I'm done. But that set was just when Like That hit.
Yeah, man.
With that, the fireworks.
That set was spectacular.
Phenomenal. Yeah, and I didn't even watch Mustard a second time. I just watched Kendrick.
No shade Kendrick. That was my favorite.
Mustard killed it. Great. Yeah, now Mustard set was cold.
I thought they were both iconic.
Then the videos coming out of Saturday in Compton were crazy.
They was out shooting the video.
The video's coming out.
I think they was in Watts, too. I think Kendrick was in somewhere else. So that video is going to be streamed crazy. It's going to do crazy numbers when it comes out.
I think I saw the Kendrick version of Not Like Us, like from his YouTube account, was that like just an absolutely absurd level of streams from YouTube?
That thing is it's a moment in hip hop. It's a moment in hip hop. I'd even say a moment in music.
Justin Tinsley wrote an article about Drake
Bookmark. I want to see.
Just haven't had a chance to read it. It's like
about how he comes back.
What happens to Drake now?
We go off the deep end with Drake often. I think
nothing happens to him. Right, like he's gonna drop a hit and everything will be fine. Or you think something happens?
Justin said he had a follow up. Like retweeted the article today. And he's like, a lot of people, because I guess it maybe came out Thursday or Friday.
Okay.
He's like, a lot of people are like, he just makes another hit and he'll be fine and all this other stuff. And he's like,
I'm not so sure anymore.
This is a little different.
Yeah, like, I'm not so sure anymore.
Like, what do you mean? How do you think they react?
The whole crowd was chanting OVHO. Now, that's one market. Like, that's Los Angeles. They had Not Like Us playing with a band in Harlem.
It's everywhere.
But like let's not forget, like, if you can rewind yourself back to our original discussion about this song, that first day back, I was like, I don't think that we're gonna play this. Like, we're not gonna play this on 102.5, and if we did, like, I think Complex would like give us a heads up first. This for those who aren't aware, like, this is a shoot. We switched stations. And the first song that was playing was Not Like Us. We were not consulted about it. The only thing, there was one word that it was like, we have to take this word out. This word can't be in here.
Yeah.
And it was. And so there was like a clean version and then an ultra clean version. We found the ultra clean version and ran with that. But it's the song of the summer. It might be the song of the year.
It's absolutely like one of those two, if not both. I think it's interesting. It's going to be interesting to see, because I think a lot of it, not all of it, but a lot of it is people riding waves, and they're riding this this Drake hate wave, and we'll see if it continues. I don't know. I don't know if
it is it
because like people really like they've been going off the deep end with this, acting like Drake wasn't given numerous hits yearly for like all of a sudden he ain't hip hop like all of a sudden.
Well, so now I'm thinking more about what Jesse asked, and now I'm leaning more towards nothing. Mm-hmm. And here's why. This is going to sound a certain type of way, mm-hmm. but I'm being genuinely serious when I say this. The junior class at Rockland High School are still going to love his record. Like, yeah. you know what I mean? Like he, you know, we could talk about making records for the streets and making records for girls love, women love his records. Mm-hmm. As long as that doesn't change, nothing's going to change.
And you're right. And there's a generation. I think Kendrick is king for sure right now, and has been the chosen one for a long time. I think our demographic really, really loves Kendrick. I think Devin's demographic is like Drake.
I don't know what the hell Devin's demographic likes. He was throwing shade. Talked to him for like an hour on Saturday. He's throwing shade at Meek Mill and all that.
Yeah, and it like because Tyler Jennings. I don't know Tyler Jennings, but like Tyler Jennings says on the Matthew's Mattress Trading Line.
See Tyler's our age.
Yeah, and Drake, you talk to the people that were at Hoffa's Better Day on Saturday. A lot of them will tell you, no, Drake is the GOAT. Like, what are you talking about?
Mm.
Like, he's the one.
Mm.
And that's just what will happen. I mean, Ryan
still got up for Not Like Us, though.
For sure.
And like that. They're for sure. To think about it.
For sure. But they get up for Rich Baby Daddy. And they get up for all, like, I was in the club. Some of it has to do with Sexy Red, sure. But we was in the club.
That's Sexy Red, though.
That Rich Baby Daddy got,
but that's
noticeably
not,
bigger pop. But they got to rap Drake's part.
But it doesn't matter because the part that everybody likes is Bend That Ass Over.
True, but
and
when
then
it
everything
came,
that follows.
but when it came to Drake's rapping part, like it was audible in that place, and it was minutes after Not Like Us came on, and
That's the thing. Like, and it's being said in the chat, and it's perfectly fair. There's nothing wrong with this, despite the fact Kenny Caraway will make you feel bad for it. Drake is a pop star.
He's
a pop star. I don't think Kendrick Lamar is a pop star.
He absolutely
Drake. And the difference, is as simple as black and white. Mm. And Drake translates in a different way, partly because he appeals more to women, I think, than Kendrick does. But mm-hmm. I love Justin Tinsley's writing. Mm-hmm. First of all, he wrote a great book on Big, but I knew it was an article I wanted to take my time with. And so I did like you, I bookmarked it and haven't gotten back to it, but I'm really intrigued to see how he wrote about it.
Yeah, sure.
Cause part of me did think, ooh, man. He's just going to come back. Mm. Okay.
If he, it just depends on, it all comes back to the music. Like if he's able to keep coming out with bops and anthems and stuff like that, you'll never forget what happened. But
so it was interesting. Complex told us this was his approach because Drake has nothing right now, right? Like First Person Shooter's burned out, Meltdown's burned out. Like even to a certain degree, Rich Baby Daddy on the radio at least is burnt out, and so Like That is playing. Is still at a very, very high clip, and Not Like Us is playing in the Power Recurrent clip, which is an hour 15 minutes. He was like, we've got I added Drake Golds, like, you know, Drake classic records, because I didn't want it to sound like we had just cut Drake off of the radio station, because Meltdown, Rich Baby Daddy, First Person Shooter, they were all kind of in succession, but at the same point, they all burned out.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was nothing there. And so it was like, yo, let's add something into this mix so it doesn't sound like we've just eliminated Drake from the radio.
And this isn't going to be, I don't want to get yelled at again, but this isn't going to be our on our playlist, but he's got a song with what's my girl's name? Camila Calabro.
Yeah.
Coming out, I think, this week. That might be some mm-hmm. type stuff. You know what I mean? So, Cabello.
Thank you. Thank you. I don't know why we didn't ask you in the first place.
As long as he comes out with banging music, I think he'll be fine. Like I said, you'll never forget what everybody just went through or is going through right now. And that, for me, that's why that knocks him down the pecking order when you talk about the greatest and all this other stuff. But he'll be fine, I think.
I think so, too. Question mark. I think so, too.
Because the aftermath...
By the way, the Ends playlist is kind of wild. Like, we'll be out in the hallway, and I'll be like, "What's is this ours?
Oh, yeah, theirs? I don't know which one is on.
Like, every once... there's, like, maybe three records that aren't the same.
Yeah.
It's like, all right.
Yeah. The question, I think, that a lot of people should be asking is not only what happens next for Drake, but what happens next for Kendrick?
Yeah, that's important.
Kendrick, if you're going to knock off, in my opinion, if you're going to knock off the guy mm-hmm. that is the man and that is there, that gives you bangers consistently every single summer, every single year, somebody got to fill that void.
Yeah.
And is he prepared?
But that's not what he does.
Well,
he doesn't do that.
But so that'll open up the door for Drake to come back in and be the king again.
Yeah, but I don't know that it. I don't know. That's an intricate conversation, I think, because I listened to Pimp a Butterfly this weekend, just all the way through, mm-hmm. and he just does not make music the way Drake does. Mm-hmm. His music is meant to be listened to from track one till the end of the mm-hmm. the. I was going to say CD till the end of the record. Uh-huh. That's how his music is designed. The interludes, like, it's hard to put together a Kendrick playlist because there's always something at the end of a song. Like, this was really prevalent on Good Kid. There's always something at the end of the song that ties some part of the story together, and it plays out like a TV show. It plays out like a movie. It plays out a certain way when you listen to it all the way through. Mr. Morale, I think one of the biggest issues with Mr. Morale was it was too long. Mm. It was too difficult to, like, it was just a lot. Mm-hmm. There was a lot happening with that 20-something track list. But when you go back and you can digest Good Kid, Mad City, and you can, man, this is a hell of a story he's telling. You could do the same thing to Pimp a Butterfly. Damn is the first time where it's like, okay, it's a little bit different here. There's a story to it, but it's not like those first two albums. Mm-hmm. And then Mr. Morale was another one of those, I've got some things to get off my chest. Mm-hmm. Not Like Us is some sort of anthem. Mm. So does he, for the first time, lean towards that? Like, I'm not sure, but it would be completely atypical for him. He has never, ever done. I mean, you can go back to, like, Section 80 or whatever if you want to. You can go back to early Kendrick, but, like, the Kendrick we know now hasn't dropped a record like that before.
Right.
And so does he take a different approach in the way he makes an album will be fascinating to see.
And the question is can he? Can he take a different approach?
I don't know.
Can he do that? And my whole thought is not, because I don't care. Kendrick is just great. He's one of the greatest, whatever he decides to do. In my opinion, I like the Kendrick that we've always had. Like, give me more to Pimp a Butterfly. Mm-hmm. You don't have to
you kind of turned on to Pimp a Butterfly early.
I like that. Well, Good Kid, you know, Good Kid is my favorite.
No, Good Kid is the one. Good Kid is the one.
Give me more of those. Like, give me the rest for
but
the rest.
But to Pimp a Butterfly is a really fascinating journey. Mm. It's really, really interesting. The Dissect podcast really helps with listening to Pimp a Butterfly. Mm-hmm. I really want that guy on this show, by the way. They said he's from Sacramento. I guess he did something with Deuce and Mo once.
Okay.
You've never heard Dissect?
No.
Phenomenal.
No.
Absolutely phenomenal. One of the best podcasts I've ever heard.
Nice.
Like, if you're interested in stuff like this. But he did the Pimp a Butterfly. He did Damn. I think he's finishing up an MF Doom album. He's done Tyler the Creator. He does the idea is to take an album that has thought to it, mm-hmm. right? And it's not like I can't envision him ever doing a Drake album. Drake is not a shade, but it's a collection of songs mm-hmm. with the purpose of being hits. He breaks down albums that have a deeper meaning throughout the entire album and tries to break that apart. And it's really it's a fascinating listen.
Check it out. Definitely got to check it out. But to your original point though, it's like if you like I said, you knocked off the top dog.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody got to be in that spot. Because Not Like Us, while it's going to be an all-time song and an all-time classic, it's only going to last for so long, and then we're going to need something else to bop to.
Mm-hmm.
And are you going to give it to us? I don't know if Cole's going to give it to us. I don't know who else going to get.
Cole has that, never.
That's where Drake just needs to kind of lay low and make sure he's ready for that open. Cause I think the opening's coming. Because I don't think this is who Kendrick is as far as, like, making these type of bops. Like, He's too, this sounds like shade too. He's too deep for that. Like he's not gonna keep going back to this. He's gonna make they're not gonna be played at District 30 and Tiger all the time. Like Not Like Us is.
Yeah, Not Like Us is different. Like Humble was played outside.
Mm-hmm.
All Right was different. Mm-hmm. And King Kunta might be a little more regionalized, but that's kind of where it ends.
Yeah.
DNA, DNA might have been
maybe the first month.
Yeah, that one didn't. Right. I mean, it's a phenomenal record. Yeah, like outside. Those, yeah, outside. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think that he is, but he also, as your boy was pointing out, and I didn't even think of this as the show was happening. I've never seen Kendrick in that kind of jewelry before.
Yeah.
He had the big cross and the other chain. And it's like, all right, maybe this is a different version of Kendrick Lamar. Because Kendrick's, like, for those who saw Kendrick perform for the first time on Juneteenth, he is a very elaborate performer.
Mm-hmm.
Very, like, the Big Steppers is on Amazon. You could watch it. Damn, wasn't as elaborate as the Big Steppers, but it was still the lighting. It was a completely, massive presentation. That's what he does. Mm-hmm. But that was the first time I had seen him in, jewelry. And
the other thing that he has to be careful of, if
the movable hoodie,
if he does go that route, is, and I don't think it'll be a problem. Like, I like Kendrick however he wants the rap, but you're very, like, you ran campaign, maybe a strong word, but you ran this whole campaign very critical of a certain way the music was put out and a certain artist now he put out. You have to be very careful not to have those same things that you are so critical about. A perfect example, and I know mm-hmm. this isn't Kendrick, but we talk about, like, this is a...
I want to point something out. There was something written in The Athletic about De'Aaron Fox's contract. We're going to talk about that in just a second. We're going to do it when we have, like, a ton of time. So just mm-hmm. hang tight.
Yeah, that's not something we're rushing with two minutes or
Yeah, no.
Like
we just know we've got this note on De'Aaron's contract.
Mm-hmm.
Spoiler alert, it's far, far from a big deal. It's exactly what we went through last year. But this presentation from Anthony Slater and Sam Amick is a little bit more... intricate, and we'll dive into it in just a second.
For sure. But the one thing when you talk about Culture Vulture and all this other stuff that he talked about, and this wasn't him specifically, so I don't want to attribute this to him, but it's something that you got to be aware of. You talk all that, but you see who was out in Compton on Saturday?
I don't think the girl, Bobby.
The little interviewer.
Oh, was she really?
Yeah, the podcast girl.
They said YG brought her out there. So little stuff like that is what I'm talking about. Like mm-hmm. Kendrick can't do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
And I'm not saying he did that.
No. I got you. Yeah, don't do that.
You can't do that no more or ever.
Ever.
You know what I mean? Yeah. If you were so critical of that to run, against Drake, like a lot of that stuff is eliminated.
Well, did he mention that? Did he bring that up?
But just the whole thought of Culture Vulture and all this, and bringing people into the culture that aren't associated with it or anything else like that. And sometimes you might have to do that if you're trying to be that guy that puts out songs all the time. So I,
But that, I don't know how I again, I don't think that's who he's trying to be. That's never been who he's trying to be. But
I don't think so either, but we'll see what happens now because somebody got to wear the crown. Sometimes wear the crown. You got to do some stuff.
I don't think he'll, yeah, he ain't going to do that.
He'll probably drop an album and then go away for 5 years again.
And he can't.
I don't
do that.
Think he's doing that either.
You don't think so?
No. No, I don't think he's doing that either. I think there's a lot more Kendrick Lamar music than we realize.
I could believe it.
I think there is a ton of, like, I think there was even, in a To Pimp a Butterfly write up that between Good Kid and To Pimp a Butterfly, he wrote what would be like the equivalent of like 3 records worth of music. He just, it didn't fit what he wanted to do. Mm. And when he grabbed the concept for To Pimp a Butterfly, and then that's how he wound up creating the album, and that influenced the writings and all of that different stuff, and that's how it came about. I don't know what would influence him this time, but it's fascinating to think about. We're going to come back. There is a line in The Athletic about De'Aaron Fox's future looming in the background. We'll talk about that and what they said about De'Aaron Fox's contract extension. That's coming up here as D'Lo and Casey continue on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. All right, Skip E-Biz in here before we get to the Sacramento Kings, 916-909-1320. E-Biz, what's good, baby?
What's cracking with it, y'all? How y'all doing today?
We good, baby. How you doing, bro?
I'm all right. I'm all right, man. Just chilling. So I want to holler at you about K-Dot real quick. Mm-hmm. The first question is, have you guys noticed that he seems kind of happy?
Seems rejuvenated, man. Like, just
because
re-energized.
I like that video of this fool up over there smiling and dancing and all that.
Man, he seemed re-energized by everything.
I think he went through something. Mm-hmm. Like, I honestly think that's what some of that stretch was. I mean, one, we all went through something, but yeah. I think he went through something.
The TDE album situation, you know, not letting him release the way he wanted to, that might have put
in. And by all appearances, that wasn't the prettiest thing.
No, for a lot.
That was tough. Facts. Yeah, that was tough.
That's facts. And last thing, I don't know if it was real, but I think it was. I was on X, or Twitter, whatever. And I saw Drake singing to Not Like Us. Did you guys see that?
Yeah, that was cap. That didn't happen. Yeah. X actually said this didn't happen. This is something that was
I saw Megan
or whatever.
You say Meg? You see Meg?
Yeah. Shout out Meg.
Fully committed to it, that crowd might have gone nuts. But she was doing a show in L.A. and she had like a down moment. She was, hey, they not like us, and the crowd popped. But that's kind of all she did, and it was like, oh, if she had leaned into that, oh, I could have gone crazy.
Shout out Meg, man, having a nice little tour too.
Yeah, she definitely is. And we're having a nice little Monday here with the Chatty House brought to you by Matthews Mattress, where the Independence Day sales event is jumping off right now. Huge savings on Tempur-Pedic, Tempur-Pedic, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Beautyrest Black. They also have 48-month special financing with zero interest, no money down, on approved credit with equal monthly payments required. They got free same-day delivery. They also have a 10% price match guarantee.
Mm.
Walk into the store, any one of them, ask them about that. Mm-hmm. They'll take great care of you. Tell them you're with the Chatty House.
That's the most important part. Let them know.
Tell them you're with the Chatty House, and they'll take great care of you. MatthewsMattress.com to find the location nearest you.
Like you said, 10 locations in the Sacramento area. So there's bound to be one close to you, man. Go check them out.
From The Athletic, Fox's future looms in the background.
Athletic cooking today, my goodness.
As league sources say, the All-Star, well, it's the same article.
Oh.
But they're cooking. Like,
they
are
cooking.
Anthony
still.
Slater, who will be on with the Insiders tomorrow at 10:30, specifically Kyle Madsen and Jesse. Tomorrow at 10:30, Anthony Slater will be with them. Sam Amick, who is contractually not allowed to appear on this radio station, wrote, Fox's future looms in the background. His league sources say the All-Star guard has decided not to sign an extension this year, in part because he wants to see how the roster takes shape for the long haul. Fox, who has 2 seasons left on his current deal, wants to win at the highest level and could also qualify for a significantly larger max if he makes All-NBA.com. All-NBA.com. If he makes All-NBA. The end. The line here that will get everyone's attention is because he wants to see how the roster takes shape for the long haul. The line that should get your attention is he could qualify for a significantly larger max if he makes All-NBA. One of those lines outweighs the other, and it's the second one. He's playing for All-NBA. I'm going to warn you, just like we warned Tim Bontemps. Tim Bontemps was on this trade Donovan Mitchell thing like all year. Trade him before it's too late. Trade him before it's too late. He hasn't, but all indications are Donovan Mitchell is going to sign a lengthy contract extension with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Because if he had signed it last year, he would have made less money than if he signed it this year. I think he even said at one point at the beginning of last year, I'm not going to sign it. It makes more sense to sign it next year. Mm-hmm. It makes sense for De'Aaron to wait this out and sign it next year.
Yeah, for sure. And I would say even in that situation, even if Fox, you know, feels, talk to him right now. He says, man, I'm not leaving Sac. I love it here. I want to build here. I got a family here. I want to raise my kids here, all this other stuff. Got no plans on ever leaving Sac or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You don't go say that. You don't say that. There's no reason for you to say that, right? You can say, hey, I like it here, but you know, I want to make sure I see they're doing what they have to do to help build a contender here. That's fine. Keep that pressure on them. Let them know, like, hey, I'm here. I seen you do some things, but we're never settling. We're never just content with how things are going. I'm always going to, you know, do my part to make sure we keep pushing to be better. So I don't see any problem with anything that was put in that article and anything on Fox's side. I believe this is much like a Donovan Mitchell situation, much like a Dame Lillard situation or anybody that's signing with the team that they're with. Kyle Kuzma. My belief is a lot of the times you sign the contract when it's time to sign because you can always ask out.
Yep.
You can always ask out.
Yep.
I think usually it's another year and another X amount of dollars that you could get, like 20 to $40 million that you could get by staying with that team. Even if you're not 100% sold on who they are as a franchise, what direction they're going or whatever, you sign the contract because you can always ask for a trade later.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's almost no doubt in my mind that's what would happen with De'Aaron Fox. Worst case scenario.
De'Aaron's not evaluating how this roster shapes out so he can go sign with the Lakers. Yeah. Or Detroit or Orlando or whoever has cap space. That's not...
Right.
That's not a thing. That's not how this works. It's literally happened with one person in like the history of the NBA. And it's LeBron James. Mm-hmm. Everybody else gets their money.
Mm-hmm.
Melo signed a contract extension with the intent on being traded. Mm-hmm. Almost everyone knew that, including the New York Knicks. Everyone knew that.
Yep.
To tie in a point that you were making earlier from The Athletic here, the Kings have been close. This is, again, nothing that we haven't discussed at great length in the past, but the Kings have been close on deals in the past, but ultimately came up empty-handed. Caruso is the latest. Pascal Siakam might be the most significant. The Kings were close to a Siakam deal at the past trade deadline, but they ultimately lost out to Indiana when the Pacers paired him with former King Tyrese Halliburton. You know, it is funny when we talk about, you know, Monty and being a little critical. I know we'll bring up Hassan Whiteside and Glenn Robinson and all of that. But we're here talking about, you know, making moves and taking swings. And after he acquired Domantas Sabonis, he tried to get OG Anunoby. After acquiring Domantas Sabonis, he tried to get Pascal Siakam. It was a point where we're talking about Kyle Kuzma now. He tried to get Kyle Kuzma already.
Yeah.
Like he, you know, and you know, we could speculate and I don't, well, we could speculate on what happened in the Siakam pursuit. Mm-hmm. I think we could speculate with a great deal of common sense as to what happened in the OG Anunoby situation. The Kyle, and then you go to the Kyle Kuzma Los Angeles Laker Buddy Hield thing, like none of that had anything to do with Monty. One of the things might have been Monty's unwillingness to pay a certain contract to Siakam, mm-hmm. may have been Siakam's unwillingness to sign here. Mm-hmm. Could have been the same exact thing with OG Anunoby, his unwillingness to stay in Sacramento long term. But there's only so much Monty McNair can do about that.
Right.
He literally couldn't do anything. Like he had what appeared to be a deal done for Kyle Kuzma before someone stepped in and rerouted that deal to Washington.
Yeah.
Kuzma, for Russell Westbrook.
Was it Montrezl Harrell or Kuzma that was like, yeah, I was calling up people asking
Montrezl.
About
houses. Yeah, it was
like I wasn't tripping.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's a guy I would have loved here.
Yeah.
Absolutely would have loved here.
Yeah. So
point is, it's not like dude's not trying.
No. He's out there, he's trying to make things happen.
But
he does have to get something.
But you better close something here.
Gotta close.
You better close something here.
Deals at some point,
yeah.
Man.
Like, all right, man. All right, hey. Sympathetic here to a certain degree. You gotta go get something done.
So that brings me to another point, another question, another topic that I kind of talked about with the insiders a little bit. Malik Monk. I was thinking about him re-signing with the Kings last week. Malik Monk Day, one of the great days in D'Lo and KC history. But I'm of the belief after thinking of how this probably went down,
mm-hmm.
they had to tell him something.
Who's they?
The Kings. They had to tell him something. I just don't believe, and I'm not saying it's a bad thing or anything like that. Mm-hmm. I'm not of the belief that Malik Monk said, I'm going to come back to Sacramento taking less money and for things to be exactly the same. I could be wrong. But they either told him, you're starting.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a deal pretty much in place to bring this person in.
Exactly.
or something like some things are going to be different. I can't believe that he just said, yeah, $78 million on the same. And one of the, I don't know if it was bringing in another player more so than it was him starting, because you talk all the time. And it was, like I said, one of the great points that we've had on here, thinking about your next contract.
Mm-hmm.
The way you get to the big next contract probably is by starting. And if you're trying to sell him on something, be like, look, if it was you, if you were in there, think about your next contract. You know what? Mm. You're right, D'Lo. Well, how do I get to that number on the next contract? Probably by starting. Probably by turning into CJ McCollum and get those type of contracts. It'd be a hard sell to say, Malik, you're going to get more than the $78 million that you just got from us by being the sixth man for the next 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know. I haven't talked to anybody about this. I'm just thinking, I was like, something for this so to work, something
let's,
had
let's,
to be.
Let's work through this.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.